Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're digging into United Health Group's second quarter 2026 results, a quarter that, honestly, marks a pretty big turnaround story.
Big turnaround is right. But before we get into it, quick reminder for everyone listening.
Right. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good, now let's get into it.
So let's start with the headline numbers, because they're strong. Adjusted EPS came in at $6.38, up from $4.08 a year ago. That's a huge jump. Revenue was about $112 billion, roughly flat year over year, but operating earnings grew 55%. And they raised full-year guidance to a range of $19.50 to $20 a share.
What jumps out to me is the medical care ratio. That's basically the percentage of premium revenue that goes out the door in medical claims. It dropped to 86.7% from 89.4% last year. Lower is better for the insurer. Part of that is $860 million in favorable prior period development, meaning they overestimated costs in prior periods and get to release some of that reserve now. But even stripping that out, the underlying trend is improving.
And this is really the story CEO Stephen Hemsley told at the top of the call. This is a company about a year into a restructuring after a rough stretch, and he was pretty clear. We will remain restless. He's not declaring victory, but the discipline is showing up in the numbers.
Let's talk segments, because the picture is genuinely split. Medicare Advantage was the star of the quarter. Membership retention beat expectations. They now expect MA enrollment to decline by only about 1.1 million instead of more, and Medicare margins are tracking above 3% for the year. Medical trend also came in below their original 10% estimate, helped by benefit redesign, network curation, and honestly, a milder flu season.
Meanwhile, commercial is the soft spot. Cost trends are running modestly above 11%, worse than they'd hoped. Management pointed to two specific culprits: the No Surprises Act's arbitration process, which they say is being exploited, with average payouts to out-of-network providers now 11 times what Medicare would pay, and more aggressive provider billing and coding practices.
That arbitration point was one of the more eye-opening moments in the Q&A. Executive Dan Cooter said roughly 60% of all arbitration cases are now brought by just five entities, and 40% of claims entering the process are actually ineligible to begin with. It's clogging the system and driving costs up. The upshot, commercial margin recovery, which they'd hoped to complete by 2027, is now going to take longer. Not derailed, in their words, just delayed.
Medicaid, meanwhile, is basically playing out as planned. Margins pressured, expected to land between minus 1% and minus 1.7% for the year, as state reimbursement rates lag behind medical cost growth. Nothing new there, just a slow grind toward better alignment with states.
Now let's flip to Optum, the services side of the business, because that's where a lot of the AI story lives. Optum Health, their value-based care arm, is showing real improvement, a roughly 10% reduction in hospitalizations in regions where they've rolled out new care transition programs, and patient satisfaction up about 5% year over year.
Optum Rx, the pharmacy benefit manager, is leaning hard into transparency. They're on track to have more than 95% of clients on 100% rebate pass-through by year-end. And Optum Insight actually beat expectations in the quarter, partly thanks to early AI efficiency gains.
Speaking of AI, it came up constantly on this call. Ambient listening tools for doctors are now used by 70% of employed clinicians, heading to 90% by year-end, and management claims it's driven a 90% reduction in clinician burnout related to documentation. They also flagged a digital prior authorization tool hitting a 96% first-pass approval rate, and a goal to process 80% of prior auths in real time by the end of 2027.
It's worth noting, every answer about AI came with the same caveat, repeated by multiple executives, a human clinician always makes the final call if something isn't approved. They're clearly aware of the scrutiny the industry is under around automated denials, so they're leaning into that message deliberately.
The other big number from the call, capital returns. They've upped their share buyback target to at least $5 billion for the year, double the original $2.5 billion guide, and raise the annualized dividend to $9.28 per share. Debt to capital also improved to 41.2%, down from 44.1% a year ago.
One question that came up a couple of times in the Q&A, is this quarter's outperformance sustainable, or are we looking at one-time boosts? CFO Wayne DeVeydt was pretty direct. He called the $19.50 to $20 EPS range the right stepping-off point and said investors shouldn't carve anything out in either direction. Management also reaffirmed their long-term target of 13% to 16% annual earnings growth. Hemsley said flatly, "I don't ever believe I ever didn't believe in that number."
So, pulling it together for listeners, this was a quarter where United Health showed real progress on the turnaround Hemsley kicked off about a year ago. Medicare Advantage is healthier than expected, capital returns are ramping, and AI investments are starting to show measurable operational impact. The overhang is commercial insurance, where cost trends and that arbitration process are pushing margin recovery further out than originally planned. Worth watching whether that stabilizes heading into 2027 bids.
And as always, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. We'll be back next quarter to see whether that commercial pressure eases up and how the 2027 Medicare bids shake out.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time.